We learned Erevin Daf Lam and Zayin. In yesterday's Daf, we learned that Ayo holds that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is to reject Breira, while the Mishnah, the Tan of our Mishnah, holds that Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is to accept Breira. So the Gemara suggested, Ula Amar Lesa La Ayo Mi Masnisin, that maybe we should accept the Mishnah's version of Rabbi Yehuda over Ayo's version of Rabbi Yehuda. The Tosefta, the list of Rabbi Yehuda, along with Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, as rejecting Breira, maybe is incorrect. Really, Rabbi Yehuda is aligned with Rabbi Meir, who really accepts Breira. Then the Gemara tries to figure out what Rabbi Yossi's shita of Breira is. V'sav Rabbi Yossi, ain Breira, is it possible that Rabbi Yossi is on the side that rejects Breira, like the Tosefta tries to tell us in regards to Chumas and Maestros on Yayin that you buy from Akuti? It seems that we have three different sources that all suggest that Rabbi Yossi accepts Breira. First, we have Shtei Nashim Shalachu Es Kinein Be'iruv. Two women get together and buy birds for their karbanos that they're chayiv to bring, or they just pull their money together and they give it to the kohen. The kohen can decide which bird is for which woman and which one is for the olah, which one is for the chatas. Apparently, that all relies on breira, the fact that the kohen has authorization to do that. So Gemara said, no, Amar Abba Hasam Kishe Hisnu. No, that's talking about where they made a tanai that specifically authorizes the kohen to do that. So it has nothing to do with breira. The chiddush is that the kohen can decide to make both birds in a single set to be a carbon chatos, because if the women didn't designate them at the original lekicha, any future designation that they make is irrelevant, because the designation has to be either at the lekicha's bailim or by the kohen when he's makriv. Second source that we have that Rabbi Yossi accepts breira is Amaretz shamar lechaver kachli aguda achas shel yarek. If an Amaretz asks the chaver to go shopping for him and the chaver goes shopping for him, so Rabbi Yossi holds that the chaver does not have to be mafresh shumas ma'aser from the produce that he delivers to the Amaretz, because it's huvra adavar that was always designated for the Amaretz. It's not something the chaver is giving to the Amaretz. It's something that was always for the Amaretz. So that relies on Breira. So the Gemara says, you're right. That sounds like Rabbi Yossi relies on Breira. So epuch, you have to switch around the shitas and say that Rabbi Yossi holds the other way in that Breisa. Then we have a third Breisa that also seems to suggest Rabbi Yossi holds of Breira. Ha'omer ma'iser shi'eshli bebesi mechul al sel shatala biyadi min akis. Person says, I have money in my wallet, money in my pocket, whichever coin I pick out should be the one that I'm poda my ma'aser sheni on. So the pidyon works according to Rabbi Yossi. Again, apparently Rabbi Yossi accepts breira. So Gemara says, not epoch, you have to switch it around as well. So Gemara says, well, wait a second, you have two brises that seem to say Rabbi Yossi accepts breira, one brisa that he rejects breira. Why would you change two of them in favor of the one instead of changing the one in favor of the two? So Gemara says, no, because this last brisa that we just said, if you read the seifa of the brisa, it's very clear that it has to be changed around, because at the seifa of the brisa it says that Rabbi Yossi would agree that if the person says ma'aser sheni should be redeemed on a selah chadasha that comes out of his wallet, and he only has one selah chadasha, that then it would work, implying that Rabbi Yossi was the one who said in the reisha that it does not work. So we conclude that Rabbi Yossi rejects breira. And then Gemara tries to find which tana doesn't even apply breira on issues rabbanon. Who's the tana that completely rejects breira? And we have two suggestions. First, we have an anonymous tana in the brisa that says amar lecharisha lechamisha hareni ma'ariv el ezem micham she'irtza. Person says, I'm making an Erev for one of the five of you, whichever one I decide that the Erev is going to be for. If he hasn't yet decided before Shabbos who the Erev is for, the Erev does not work, even though it's a Din D'Rabbanan. So we see that we don't accept Breira even for a Din D'Rabbanan. Then the Gemara suggests a different source, a different Tana that holds this way. The Chachamim hold in a Breisa, if a person puts out an Erev and says that he wants to decide each Shabbos whether to use the Erev or not, if Shabbos already began in a particular week, then it's too late to decide. You can't say Breira to say that the Erev is going to work. So again, you see that Rabbi Shimon disagrees and thinks we can rely on Breira for this Erev, but the Chacham, the Tanakama, may be the Shita that rejects Breira even for Dinim Derabbanan. Then the Gemara says, but wait a second, we have a steer in Shitas Rabbi Shimon. Vashaminin Rabbi Shimon delesley Breira. Gemara asks, how could it be the Breisa we just quoted says that Rabbi Shimon thinks we can rely on Breira for the Erev, but the Breisa on Amud Aleph that spoke about buying the Yayin from the Kutim has Rabbi Shimon on the side that we reject Breira. So which is it? So the Gemara has four approaches to understanding Rabbi Shimon. First, Epuch, maybe this last Braisa we just quoted has to be, the Shitas have to be switched around, and Rabbi Shimon, the Braisa we just quoted Rabbi Shimon to say that we cannot rely on the Erev when the guy decides who will be for after Shabbos started. Maybe Rabbi Shimon Taka rejects it. The Gemara suggests second that maybe Rabbi Shimon holds a Breira on Dinim Darabanan like an Erev, but not on Dinim Daraisa like Chumas Hamaisos like in the Braisa on Amud Aleph. But the Gemara doesn't like that because Rabbi Yosef holds if you rely on Breira, you got to go with it all the way. The Rabbanan's Daraisa, if you reject it, you got to reject it all the way. Third possibility, Rava Amar Shaini Hasim Debinu that when you take out Trumas Umaisos, you have to have the leftovers, whatever is not Trumas Umaisos, be clearly recognized. So maybe Rabbi Shimon just won't accept Brera when it comes to Trumas Umaisos, not because he doesn't accept Brera, but because there's a specific requirement of Shira and Ikarin, which you don't have when you're relying on being mafra Trumas Umaisos al yidei Brera. That doesn't mean that the Truma has to be precisely identified. It just means there has to be something in there that you know for sure isn't the Truma. So if the stuff on the surface you know for sure is not the Truma, that would be good enough. And then the fourth possibility to explain Rabbi Shimon is maybe Rabbi Shimon holds a Brera, but when it comes to Truma on the wine, he wouldn't rely on it because there's always the chance, Shema Yibaka Hanod, that before you ever get a chance to be mafra Truma Samaisos, the wine barrel might break, wine's going to spill all over the place, you'll never have an opportunity to take Truma Samaisos, and it won't even come to Brera. So that's why he doesn't rely on Brera in that situation. Those are the four explanations of Rabbi Shimon, and that's the Chazar of Erev and Daf Lamed Zayin.